What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, February 26th, 2019, getting into the week here. We have lots to talk about today. It's a very busy news day. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, so let's just get right on into it. Obviously, the big news continues to be the escalating situation in Venezuela. The United Nations Security Council is currently holding a meeting on the crisis, and apparently the United States is in there saying that the Security Council should call for new presidential elections in Venezuela. And if Maduro wins again, well, then we'll call for new elections in Venezuela. And if Maduro wins again, we'll call for new elections in Venezuela, and we'll just keep on doing it until those gosh darn Venezuelans elect somebody that we want to have running the country here. So Elliot Abrams, who's our special envoy to Venezuela and author of the failed coup d'etat against Hugo Chavez, said that Washington would announce more sanctions on Caracas and reintroduce a UN resolution on humanitarian aid. Now, do you see how these two are cross purposes? Okay. And by the way, they're laying on the propaganda really, really thick. I saw a clip on TV about how those Venezuelans, they're eating out of trash trucks. Well, that trash truck looked pretty full to me. And doesn't it make sense that if they don't have anything to eat at all, there isn't going to be anything going into the trash truck? Just got to think these things through here. So the U.S. is vowing to intensify efforts to deliver what they're calling humanitarian aid. And it's basically a violation of Venezuela's sovereignty. And that's exactly how Maduro sees it. And aid is coming on in. And by the way, we all recognize this. We've seen it before. Oh, those poor people, we must intervene. Those poor Syrians, those poor Libyans, those poor Yemenites, those poor Venezuelans. What about the Palestinians, huh? When do we intervene on their behalf? Now, right now, self-proclaimed El Presidente Juan Guaido is over in Bogota, Colombia, meeting with Mike Pence and other U.S. officials to basically ask for the liberation of Venezuela, which means steal it away from its elected government and give it to him. And he will share the goodies with the United States corporations here. But he may be in trouble because he was under a travel ban from the Venezuelan Supreme Court, and that violation carries with it a rather severe prison term. So he may not be able to go back to Venezuela until this whole shindig is all the way over, and it's going to be very hard for him to motivate the opposition speaking from another country. So we'll see what's going to happen. Meanwhile, the United States is already violating Venezuelan airspace. A Boeing RC-135B reconnaissance aircraft has been spotted over Venezuela. And this is being reported, Sputnik News, Russia Today, all kinds of places. Now, something to remember from the past in Venezuela, and it goes back to Hugo Chavez. George W. Bush invented the term misunderestimating. And that's what the U.S. has continually done with Venezuela. And looking back at the 2002 coup attempt, there was an interview with Hugo Chavez. He said the U.S. thought it could easily replace him. And of course, he was out of power for a grand total of 2 days. And Pedro Carmona, the usurper, was quickly forgotten. Chavez lasted another decade, and his movement is still in power today. So something very similar may have happened on Saturday as Maduro resisted a concerted international effort to bring him down. Now, it's not really an international effort. It's the United States and everybody who tags along saying, yes, Master United States, yes, Master United States, yes, Master United States. So Mike Pence is down there in Bogota, Colombia, and he's out there saying, Nicolas Maduro must go. He's out there talking tough here. Okay, Mike, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Here's your Day-Glow orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA's torture centers because we ran out of the jungle camo. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we're going to call Maduro and tell him you are on your way to kick his butt all by yourself. But we, the American people, have had enough war. We're tired of seeing our kids go off and coming back in body bags or wheelchairs. We're tired of seeing the money that we work hard to produce vanish from our pockets, and nothing comes back to our communities. Our infrastructure is decaying. The roads are cracked. The bridges are crumbling. The dams are getting ready to fail. We've had it with this wartime economy. Enough is enough is enough. If these oil companies want that oil field in Venezuela, let them pay for the war. Let their children go down and fight the battles. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, one of the groups that the United States was counting on for political support to get Maduro out was the Lima Group. And apparently they didn't get it. Yesterday, Peru's Vice Foreign Minister Hugo de Zella Martinez stated that the use of force in any of its forms is unacceptable, and the use of force is not a solution for what's happening in Venezuela. So Pence and Guaido failed to secure Lima Group approval for a U.S. military intervention in Venezuela, which isn't going to stop the U.S. They're going to go on in anyway. Now, Maduro is accusing the U.S. of attempting to fabricate a crisis justifying a war in South America. And went on out to say that everything the United States government has done has been doomed to failure. They're not doing all that well over in the Middle East. They're trying to fabricate a crisis to justify political escalation and military intervention in Venezuela to bring a war to South America. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, we're supposed to be all like the world leader of peace. We're trying to overthrow Venezuela, and we got a real crisis going on in India and Pakistan right now. And
yes,
I didn't
hear
anybody talking. Is anybody talking about it on like the news or any Trump? Did he come out and say anything about it?
I'm not hearing. I haven't seen anything on the corporate media. I'm not even seeing all that much about Venezuela. In fact, they're all talking about, you know, Trump is over there in Vietnam getting ready to meet with Kim Jong-un. But yeah, after we're done with Venezuela, we're going to be talking about India and Pakistan, because that is a very, very serious situation.
I got some real quick news that they went into Pakistani territory over the line of control with 12 Mirage 2000i planes using Sukhoi Su-30s as cover.
Yes.
And Pakistan now is saying they're going to retaliate.
Yes.
So this is a dangerous situation. But I'll listen to the rest of your show, Mike. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. All righty. So here in the United States, you can just see the drool coming down the chins of the war hawks. And as you know, last week, Marco Rubio tweeted out what amounts to a death threat against Maduro. And he basically tweeted out a before and after picture of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, who was the victim of yet another U.S.-backed coup d'etat and was literally mutilated to death in the streets. And basically, that's the message. You know, either leave or the same thing will happen to you. Okay, the Russian Security Council is saying that the United States is amassing special ops in Puerto Rico and the army in Colombia to oust Maduro, and very clearly is getting ready to intervene in Venezuela and topple its leader. So Nikolai Petrushev told Russian media on Tuesday, he says, the relocation of American Special Forces units to Puerto Rico, the deployment of the U.S. Army units to Colombia, and other facts evidently show the Pentagon is enhancing its military in the region to use it to oust Maduro. One critical thing to watch out for, naval deployments. Looking for transports and warships to depart U.S. Navy bases along the eastern seaboard and sail into the Caribbean. Because, again, looking at a map, Venezuela, Caracas is not all that far from the coastline. It's not a direct line. There's a mountain range in the way. But that would be the shortest route to get after Maduro himself, as opposed to coming across country from Colombia. Of course, I'm sure that Maduro himself is not going to be in Caracas, just waiting to be chopped up. So we'll see what's going to happen. And again, the arms smuggling is already underway. According to this report by McClatchy, a North Carolina-based freight company has been implicated in an arms smuggling operation to Venezuela, shipping arms to rebels in the country. And after the McClatchy report came out, the company halted all flights to the country. So, yeah, same format, same recipe, same playbook that we've seen so many times before. Now, I reposted that Max Blumenthal video about him touring a supermarket in Caracas, because yesterday we had somebody call on in and say, oh, well, sure, maybe they've got lots of food in the markets, but nobody can afford to buy it because of the incredible hyperinflation. So I went back and I looked at the video, and by golly, there's plenty of customers inside that store. Now, we know that the U.S. government tells lies to get us to go along with a war. The people are starving. The people are being gassed. The people are under a tyrant. The people don't have democracy, blah, 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 blah. So, and again, does it really make sense for the United States to throw more sanctions onto Venezuela and then demand that U.S. humanitarian aid be allowed in? All right, turning to India and Pakistan, this is a very serious situation. Apparently, India flew across the line of control and bombed what they are saying is a terrorist camp. Apparently, it was a bombing mission. They used Mirage 2000 strike fighters, and destroyed this major terrorist camp. Now, the Pakistani army spokesman is saying, you ran away, now wait for our surprise. So they're talking about retaliation, and this this could get out of control. Remember what Gandhi used to say, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and soon the whole world is blind and toothless. Well, the reason he came up with that is because it is a cultural thing in that part of the world to seek equal for equal. And where we're dealing with the problem, of course, is that both India and Pakistan have nuclear weapons. So, all righty. Story coming out of Sputnik News. Kashmir crisis from hybrid war to hot war. It certainly seems to be going that way. And, of course, India and Pakistan have different interpretations about what happened. India believes Pakistan was behind this terrorist bombing. Pakistan has denied it, but everybody's listening to their own ideas and polishing up those weapons. And Pakistan is saying that India is trying to scapegoat Pakistan to cover up for their own domestic problems in the region, of which they have many. Jared Kushner apparently is one of the major forces behind this multi-million dollar plan to give the Saudis nukes. Now, ostensibly what they're talking about are nuclear reactors. And I think they're trying to basically dive on in there ahead of the Russians, because the Russians were negotiating with Saudi Arabia about building them some nuclear power stations, as they did up in Iran. And Saudi Arabia, like Iran, understands the oil is not going to last forever. And it's worth more to them on a tanker ship or a pipeline being sold to another country than burned up to make their own electricity. So they want to make a big investment in nuclear power. And the U.S. wants to get on in there. And no, don't do business with the Russians. You'll do business with us instead. So this big push. And there was this committee formed of the executives of six companies: Exelon Corporation, Toshiba, American Energy Systems, Bechtel Corporation, Centrus Energy Corporation, GE Energy Infrastructure, and Siemens USA. And they all signed a letter to Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, basically presented the Iron Bridge Program as a 21st century Marshall Plan for the Middle East. Now, Trump is behind all of this because the Saudis were very generous supporters in 2016. He's going to need them in 2020. Where the concern is, of course, is that if, in fact, they're going to be given the standard uranium fission reactors, which is what GE makes, that's what they had over there in Fukushima, it makes bomb stuff. Saudi Arabia is going to have the material to make nuclear weapons. And once you have that, the weapons-grade uranium or the plutonium, making the actual bomb itself is not that hard, especially the uranium bomb. It's basically just a metal pipe with two chunks of weapons-grade uranium at each end. It's slapping together. It goes bang. That's it. Plutonium bomb, a little more complicated. You've got that compression jacket to increase the density of the plutonium, and you have to have the initiator at the core and everything. And no, I'm not going to give out all the secrets on how to make a plutonium bomb here. But it is concerning that the United States, which has signed and ratified the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, all of a sudden is out there saying, here, you get a nuke, and you get a nuke, and you get a nuke. I'm sure that Israel, even though they have apparently covertly been friends with Saudi Arabia for some time now, I'm not sure that Israel's going to be entirely happy with this deal. Okay, now, over in Israel, the IDF has launched a three-day surprise military war drill along the Gaza Strip border, simulating various military maneuvers, including a full-blown war in Gaza. I don't think I like the looks of that. Now, maybe this is just to get the protesters to shut up and go home, because Israel realizes the world is watching the Great March of Return, and the world's opinion is, you know, swinging away from Israel and toward the Palestinians. No matter how much Israel screams, Holocaust, 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 people are looking at Palestine and saying, whatever happened in the Holocaust, whatever that was supposed to be, happened before I was born. This, what is going on in Palestine, is happening right here, right today, right before our eyes. This is something we can do something about. Meanwhile, the Israeli Minister of Agriculture, Uri Ariel, once again stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, and head of the PR office at the Islamic Endowment Department, Firas Al-Dibs, said Ariel headed a group of Israeli settlers into the compound via the Mughrabi Gate, which had been under Israeli control since the occupation of Jerusalem in 1967. And Al-Dibs pointed out that Ariel took footage of the Al-Rama Gate, which is the Gate of Mercy prayer area that was opened recently after the Palestinians removed Israeli locks on it and entered the area. So they're provoking. On one side, you have the Israeli army rehearsing for war in Gaza, and on the other side, you've got Israeli officials trying to provoke Muslims by going into their holy sites. Yesterday evening, Israeli soldiers shot three young Palestinian men with live fire. They're in a hospital. Apparently, the soldiers opened fire at dozens of Palestinian protesters on lands near the perimeter fence, in addition to firing many high-velocity gas bombs at them. All right. Now, a lot of people are still talking about the upcoming Israeli elections, and in the category of politics makes for strange bedfellows, they're still talking about how Netanyahu has basically formed a new political party by going to the extreme ultra-right, the Kahanists, who are so radical and racist that even AIPAC says this is a bad idea. But it's a desperation move, because Benny Gantz's new blue and white party, they're ahead in the polls by quite a wide margin. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens. Okay, we're up on a commercial break. We're going to take a few minutes here, listen to some commercials, make some money, and we'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And folks, Republic Broadcasting really does need your help. Things are tightening up. Equipment is wearing out. Nobody in independent media is getting rich. You know, the people who lie to you, they're the ones who get the big bucks. You know, Saddam has nuclear weapons. Okay, here's a check. Assad is gassing his people. Okay, here's another big check. So that's the way it really works. And we're trying to basically head off this disastrous rush toward what is shaping up to be a world war in which not only your sons, but your daughters are going to be drafted. And there's the real possibility of nuclear weapons being used. In fact, we ended World War II with nuclear weapons. We could easily start World War III with nuclear weapons, especially with India and Pakistan. So trying to make light of the situation, but it is serious, and Republic Broadcasting needs your help. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719. extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And a reminder, there is no such thing as too small a donation. A lot of times I'll get an email saying, I'd like to donate, but I could only spare $5. And I write back and say, $5 is fine. You know, we can get a patch cord for $5. So, again, the network thanks you. All right. Let's take a phone call from Joe in Oklahoma. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I've talked to you before on several occasions, and you keep bringing up about propaganda.
Yes.
And something, if you have a pencil, I hope you'll take note of this, because you're probably aware of it, but I think it needs to be, people need to be reminded of it frequently. House Resolution 5736 was passed in 2012. It's called the Domestic Dissemination of Propaganda.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Okay.
You know, it made it legal for the government to lie to the American people. Not that the government hadn't been lying all along, but there were actually laws in place that said the government wasn't supposed to propagandize the American people, only foreigners. And this House resolution basically took off the brakes and said, yeah.
That's correct.
That in that law, the government is basically admitting we are lying to you. And if you're a loyal American, you will believe the propaganda and you won't listen to anybody else's opinion, because we're moving forward for the new world order.
Just from my perspective, though, that needs to be thrown out to people every once in a while to remind them, and so they'll remember to pass it on to those people that you speak of that believe that the government wouldn't lie to us. That Mike Pompeo and from Venezuela, that's
Maduro.
Elliot Abrams.
Oh, Guido.
No, Elliot Abrams. You know, they would never lie to us, nor would Ollie North. You know, unless it's so sickening. But I just offer that to put that on your paper to go out to people about every day. Thank you, and you're doing a good job, bud. Thanks, mate.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And, of course, at this stage in the history of this country, I think pretty much most Americans know they're being lied to by the corporate media and by the government. The approval numbers, the trust numbers in all the polls indicate that. I can imagine the only people who are still totally trusting of the government and media are those who don't know how to use modern electronic devices, retirees possibly, I don't know, but it's a small percentage. Getting on back to Israel, you're going to love this one. A lot of people equate the conditions the Palestinians are living in to the old Jim Crow South. It's apartheid. There's no question about that. Representative Rashida Tlaib did so. So is Jimmy Carter, who grew up in segregated Georgia. Alabama native Condoleezza Rice also said it. Just last week, Angela Davis said in Birmingham, Palestinians were an inspiration to black people in the civil rights struggle. So along comes Senator Kamala Harris saying that the segregated South is a basis for her love for Israel. She actually came on out and said that, saying that the famous civil rights march in 1965 across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, was a guide to her building a bridge with Israel supporters. That's a bit of a reach. But, you know, we're coming up on the AIPAC conference and everybody's sort of polishing off their I got to suck up to Israel act. Apparently, there is a new package of grants to Israel that would be even more than the $38 billion they're already getting. And, of course, the $38 billion is on book. There's a lot of off-book support for Israel as well. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about Israel, and we're talking about how Congress is just throwing them more money. And the House of Representatives, in their version of the bill, includes a provision that forces the American president to give Israel a minimum of $3.8 billion per year. That is one of the stupidest things the House could be doing, not because of the money, because it basically removes any control. The only influence the United States has over Israel is to say, well, we're going to pull back on the money that we give you. And the House of Representatives is saying, no, the president can't do that anymore. You will send them the money, and this may actually be unconstitutional. But that's what the House of Representatives is saying. Okay. They're going to get the money, and no matter what they do. So That is just insane. All right, let's talk about our domestic politics. There's a lot going on here. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, shortly after she won her congressional seat, she was out there with a GoFundMe saying that she didn't have enough money to get an apartment in Washington, D.C., because she wasn't going to start getting a paycheck until Congress actually convened. And she's been photographed in this little two-bedroom apartment. And it turns out it's a little bit of a fraud, because I'm looking at this story that came out of Fox News. And apparently Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez owns a home she inherited from her father. And it's a mortgage-free fourth-floor condo in Parkchester. And according to neighbors around that little two-bedroom apartment, the only time she ever shows up is for a photo op. So she's already out there trying to cultivate a new image of herself, that she's just one of us. And already she's proving that she is not. Okay. Apparently, an IRS investigator in California has admitted leaking confidential details of financial transactions by former Trump attorney Michael Cohen to Michael Avenatti, the lawyer for Stormy Daniels. Now, this IRS investigator, John C. Fry, has been charged in federal court with searching for and disseminating suspicious activity reports, reports filed by banks when they note potentially suspicious transactions. And federal officials are saying they found records that indicate Fry placed a phone call from his personal cell phone to that of Avenatti the day before Avenatti released details of Cohen's financial transactions and the day after. Now, Cohen himself right now is testifying behind closed doors. So we'll have to wait to see what's going to come out of that, if anything. Well, the Jussie Smollett situation is kind of winding down. I mean, he's still going to have his day in court. But Professor John McWhorter of Columbia University was on CNN and basically saying Smollett saw the hate hoax as a path to greater fame than his acting alone could achieve. Yeah, that's the whole point of a hate crime hoax, is to attract attention for yourself or your agenda. And this Professor McWhorter is saying this exemplifies our current victimhood culture, where the more victimized you are, the higher your social status. And that is an absolute inverse from the culture we had when I was just starting to grow up, where you wanted to be stronger, smarter, brighter, faster, taller than everybody else. And that was your social status. I think it's absolutely pathological to have a culture in which the most revered people, the most honored people, the most iconized people are the ones who claim the greatest victimhood. You know, and Smollett was right in there, you know, black, gay, Jewish. So he's just ticking off the little boxes here. Oh, got beaten up. All right, that's another score. He's climbing that victimhood ladder. Steve Scalise is basically on the warpath against Democrats for this new round of abortion laws in multiple states, in which if the baby survives the abortion and is born alive, they can just go ahead and kill it. Now, to me, that is infanticide. It is homicide. There was an attempt to pass a bill in Congress saying that if the baby was born alive, it had to be treated as a human being and given proper medical care. That one got voted down, mostly by the Democrats. So there's a mixed message there. The Democrats are just welcoming for all these immigrants and refugees coming into this country. But by golly, anybody who's already in this country, you know, who's about to be born, get rid of them. Just get rid of them here. Actor James Woods tweeted after Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez responding to her tweet that she was in charge and she was the boss. And Woods came on out and said, "You may have missed this, but the way it works in America is you work for us." The last time somebody told Americans to sit down and shut up was 1776. If you learn to read, look it up. You are not only an idiot, you're an arrogant idiot, and there is nothing more dangerous. And he's absolutely right. And there are way too many arrogant idiots in Congress. People who are out there just full of themselves and swelled with their ego, who don't really know what they're talking about. Mazie Hirono, Hawaii's own Mazie Hirono, actually did not know it's illegal to walk across our border without the government's permission. Okay. Eric Swalwell reacted to NRA claims that Democrats are targeting gun owners by suggesting that the NRA is calling for Nancy Pelosi to be assassinated. And Swalwell referred to an article in the NRA's American Rifleman. The title of the article claims Democrats are using law-abiding gun owners for legislative target practice. The NRA article says congressional Democrats target gun owners for persecution with extreme firearm transfer bans. But, you know, I think the NRA actually has a defamation case against Eric Swalwell, because nowhere did they suggest assassinating anybody, least of all Nancy Pelosi. All right, over at UC Berkeley, remember last week there was this incident where there was this conservative activist who was just standing there handing out leaflets with his sign and his Make America Great Again hat, and he was attacked by a liberal who was literally screaming, "You're promoting violence, you're promoting violence, you're promoting violence," all the while pounding on him. It was caught on video, and because of the video, they have identified a potential suspect, and it turns out the suspect does not attend UC Berkeley. He's not a student. Somebody who came in from the outside to cause a ruckus, an agent provocateur. And probably right now in the current job market, a lot of people are looking for jobs like that here. Democrats are now pushing to lower the voting age from 18 to 16 in local, state, and federal elections. And their talking point is they want to get more young people involved in the voting process. The reality is that young people are easier to indoctrinate in those schools, and younger people tend to vote Democrat. So again, they're trying to load up the voting rolls in advance of 2020. Okay. Good old Elon Musk. Remember last summer he had that tweet where he claimed he'd secured funding for the buyout of Tesla at $420 per share, and it turned out that was not accurate, and the Securities and Exchange Commission took him to task, and there was a court-ordered settlement, and apparently Musk has broken that settlement, and they're looking at holding him in contempt of court. I mean, this is such a complex guy. I mean, on the one side, you've got SpaceX, which is doing all this amazing stuff. And then you've got Tesla, which came up with a really good car. And I don't know if Elon Musk has just reached that stage in his evolution, if you will, where his ego is just getting the better of him because of all that he's done. But to me, it almost looks like he's on the edge of self-destructing, that he's just going to self-immolate. He needs to calm down and get his focus back. He needs to decide what he wants to do. That's his problem. Elon Musk is a Renaissance man. He's interested in doing everything. And I know, because when I was a kid, exactly the same way. I was into rock collecting and butterfly collecting and astronomy and music and beekeeping and all the rest of that stuff. And Elon needs to basically decide what it is that matters most and focus on that. Right now, for me, stopping World War III is most important, and I don't do that other stuff anymore. But that's what Elon Musk needs to do. Personally, if I were Elon Musk, I would sell Tesla, and I would be focusing on SpaceX, because they're out there. They're on the edge of getting America back out into space here. Over in Europe, the French government is sounding the alarm that a new economic or financial crisis across the entire Eurozone could start in Italy due to the weakness of their banks. And we know the Italian banks have been in trouble for quite a long time now. U.S. housing inventory is ramping. Now prices have to come down, way down. And as a matter of fact, home sales have collapsed in Sacramento County. So you're going to have a lot of people whose property values are going to plunge below what they owe on the mortgages. It's called politely being underwater. That was what led us into the meltdown of 2008. It looks like we're heading into a repeat. And the reason we're heading into a repeat is because nobody learned any lessons from the 2008 meltdown. Nobody suffered for it except Lehman Brothers and the American taxpayer. Congress keeps saying, yeah, we can trust the banking industry to regulate itself. They learned their lesson. They'll be good this time. I don't think so. Now, China is lending billions to Venezuela so the government can keep running. They're trying to keep them afloat to basically stand up to these sanctions coming in from the United States. And what's going to happen here? Well, unless the United States does invade Venezuela and installs Guaido, Venezuela under Maduro is going to pivot toward China because China is being their friend and the United States is being their enemy. The U.S.-China trade talks have hit a little bit of a snag. Last Friday, of course, there was this spike on the yuan on trade optimism. And they're talking about having a deal on currency manipulation. There's only one problem. They're not sure how to enforce it. Now, in a world where nations can trust each other, that wouldn't really be that much of a problem. But enforcement, that's going to be a big issue here. Okay, Mohammed bin Salman is up in China. He struck a $10 billion refinery deal. And as part of that deal, Chinese is now going to be taught in all Saudi schools. So Saudi Arabia is now pivoting away from the United States and toward China. The United States is an empire in decline, and the government did it to themselves. One bad policy decision after the other, all of it fueled by ego, hubris, arrogance, and this idea that we're indispensable, we're invincible, we cannot be beaten, we've never lost a war. Well, we didn't win in Korea, and we did lose in Vietnam. And the reality is, we pretty much lost in both Syria and Afghanistan. Trump is now threatening a second embargo of Cuba. And the way he's doing it is they're basically going to allow Cuban citizens who fled to this country, when the Cuban government nationalized their property, they're going to be able to bring lawsuits against the U.S. and foreign companies that profited from the nationalized property. So again, poking at Cuba, poking at Cuba. All righty, let's see. Let's take a phone call from Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, I called like last week or so about the Amazon not going into New York. And
yes.
I thought it was a slam dunk, like everybody in New York would be upset about it. Well, I've been talking to a few people, and for reasons of traffic or they're not using union labor, I got to say I'm surprised, but most people I've talked to are glad. And it just took me aback because I thought, you know, I know in Tennessee a $150,000 job would be, you know, a huge opportunity, but I guess the people in New York don't want to deal with the traffic and the headaches and the higher rents, and the non-union labor is a big part of it. And
I'm sure that was
shocked.
A big part of it. That's a big part of it. Plus, the reality is there was no guarantee how many jobs Amazon was going to do, because in all of their other fulfillment centers and stuff, they're moving more and more to robots.
Well, I got to say, I mean, I got a term for these people. They're anti-progress progressives, but I guess some people don't want that kind of progress because maybe they're right.
All progress is good. When the giant big box stores first showed up, like the Walmarts and the Sam's Club, everybody said, this is progress. And then all of a sudden, all the small neighborhood mom and pop businesses were driven out of business. And so there's always a dark side to progress. Somebody somewhere does get hurt.
I just wanted to call and let you know. I guess I thought that people would be upset about her and Amazon not being there, but
some of them are. But what's tamping it down now is Amazon's announcement that they've canceled plans for a second headquarter anyway. Because they're anticipating a slowdown. Anyway, thanks a lot, Joe. We're going to let you go. We're coming up here on a commercial break. We're going to take a few seconds to listen to some words of wisdom. What am I saying? They're not words of wisdom. These are ad agencies. Anyway, we're going to take a few minutes to listen. We'll be right back with more political news.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you Gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And over at Boeing, their board of directors has nominated Nikki Haley, former South Carolina governor and former ambassador to the United Nations, to serve as a director on the board of directors. This would add corporate governance to her political experience. She's sort of building her resume. In other words, we're going to see more of her in the future. And apparently shareholders will vote on the nomination at the company's annual meeting on April 29th. Pardon me. So, yeah, if you think a board of directors are a bunch of people who are really very good at what they do, not always. Sometimes they'll go for celebrity, star power. And that was how I got to meet Neil Armstrong, because he had been voted a director on the board of directors of Taft Entertainment, which had bought Hanna-Barbera, where I was working at the time on a computerized ink and paint system. And they came through on a tour, and all of us were saying, God, that guy looks just like Neil Armstrong. And I said, and then his wife leans over and says, that's because that is Neil Armstrong. So we all got to meet and talk with him. Anyway, getting on back here. Speaking of celebrities and star power, we had the Oscars this last Sunday, which has been denounced as perhaps the least funny and most PC Oscars ever. And I still haven't seen the overnight numbers. I'm not even sure I want to look, but I'm going to assume that hardly anybody watched them. What was really interesting, though, was to see all these celebrities that, you know, they're flanked by bodyguards, security, metal detectors, physical barriers, walls, fences. And then they get up there on that stage to condemn borders and walls. And they're saying the concept of a wall is a means to provide security and protection. No, it really doesn't work. And meanwhile, of course, they're surrounded by all this high tech surveillance and armed guards. And then, of course, after the Oscars, they went up to the after parties at multi-million-dollar mansions surrounded by walls. Story coming on out of Seeing Red. And apparently there was an incident where a group of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents were dropping off illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, at a Phoenix Greyhound bus station last Saturday. And numerous buses arrived to pick up the illegals who crossed from Mexico. And the report further states that members of a local church set up tables with soup, muffins, and an assortment of fruit near the Buckeye Road station to feed the illegal aliens while mapping out warm places they can stay. It's a safe bet that none of the good church folks were bringing any of the illegals back into their own homes. Now, a spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirmed the agency dropped the illegal invaders at the bus station, saying the organizations it normally works with couldn't accommodate them. Well, who is paying for these bus tickets, and who is deciding where these illegal immigrants are going? Because if I am correct, they're being fed into political districts that are just slightly red, like they did for the midterms. We'll be back after station identification.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can.